This is We Are What We Overcome. What you're about to hear are the ramblings and reflections of three ordinary people, drawing on their own personal and occasionally professional experiences. These conversations are unprepared, subjective, and should not be taken as medical advice or instruction. Anyone seeking help should always carry out their own research, or better yet, speak to a professional about their circumstances.
Okay, so we are up in Edinburgh again, this time over the weekend, but we thought we'd come down to Portobello, I think that's how you pronounce it. I've got that whole thing sorted, haven't I? I don't no longer call it Edinburgh or Edinburgh. It's Edinburgh. I wish they'd spell it right in the first place.
You've grown a lot. Mm.
And now I can spell say Portobello. That's right. I can't get it twice. And we're here to do some wild swimming with the Blue Balls lot, who meet here Sunday mornings at 9:30. And as you'll find out, they're a smart bunch of people.
See that sea? We're going in that, or have already been in that.
We Are What We Overcome on this occasion features musician Matt McGuinness, improviser Nick Tyler, and psychotherapist Wes Evans. Sit back, enjoy, and remember, it's good to talk.
I'm on my way to Edinburgh to join Matt and Neil from We Are What We Overcome. We're going to do some stuff. I believe we're going swimming in the sea, which will be icy cold and aptly called Blue Balls. So I'm looking forward to dying out at sea this weekend. That sounds great. Right now I'm at Northgate, which is a thrilling, weird little station in, as you guessed it, Newark, before getting on a train with my other half to come all the way up to Edinburgh. It has been a challenging week. I'm running up to my 45th on Saturday, which feels way too old. Not an age I ever wanted to get to, which sounds very bad when I put it like that, and maybe it is. So it's been a strange week of finishing work and trying to get lots of things done. A shitty couple of days for mental health, but I believe that I have rallied in time for my anniversary with my partner, which was yesterday, and I'm slightly less gloomy and bleak about the whole world. So hopefully it's going to be an interesting weekend, and I'm looking forward to seeing people and doing stuff, maybe do a pirate story somewhere, and some other things, whatever it is that Matt has booked in, and go and see a bunch of shows. It's going to be cool.
So I've arrived, and I'm obviously in my spiritual home. I'm also obviously still 12, and it's taken about 5 hours to get here. I've got myself a hat though. I've heard it's going to rain on Sunday, and also might get a bit wet with getting in the sea, but I think the hat will help in lots of ways. And pretty much I think that's it. I am ready to go wild swimming. When I say ready, I mean I'm as ready as I could be, which isn't ready at all actually. But I'm looking forward to meeting up with Nick and Neil and a number of other people and having a beer later. That would be very nice. But for now, me and Dick are going to chill.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I've just walked past the place that I went every day I was here last year.
Okay. Where are we going? There.
Black Medicine Coffee Shop. How about that?
All right. If they have food, and they have coffee. Yeah. These are my sole requirements.
They definitely have coffee.
You got me up fucking early. I want breakfast.
You're recording us?
Yes.
We're walking though.
It shows that you're in here.
Is that?
In this city.
Walking, quality footage.
Is it best to enjoy your last night in bed or on the town? That's what I do.
I spent it half and half and then didn't sleep well at all because I knew I had to wake up.
Is that because you're worried?
Well, I was more worried that I would oversleep, wouldn't miss my alarm and all the usual stuff. I so rarely have anywhere to be in the morning because I work from home that the idea of having to actually be awake at a time is somewhat alarming.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for life.
Yes. Do you feel a bit dark about this? Mm. Then he said, are you ready for death for that?
Yeah, are you ready to die? I think there's a good reason to be a little trepidatious. It's going to be cold.
It's
going to be chilly.
You've mentioned it a few times and it's going to be cold.
Yeah, because I genuinely don't think you're getting it. I really don't think you're getting that it's going to be cold.
I think I do get that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. No. I don't like cold showers.
I was reading the tips this morning about going swimming and said to build up to it by having cold showers. I was thinking, I'm not having cold showers.
No, that's an unspeakable, yeah. A horrible experience. No.
Apparently you need to warm up as well.
Yes, definitely.
I think I just warm up.
Well, you want to warm up and then...
I just walked to Glasgow, so that's
warm up. Yeah, no, you're sorted. I just want to warm up and then allow your body to get close to the, get cold, so it's not so much of a shock. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if you're already near death.
So here's an insight to how my brain works. You ready for this?
Oh no.
I was going to have a shower this morning, and then I thought, I won't have a shower because that's a slight extra layer on me.
Oh yeah, no, that's true. Like, you want that extra layer of grime and grease. That'll keep you right. It will keep you warm. What you could have done is get like a tube of Bengay or something and just slather yourself with.
What's that, like fat? Is it?
No, deep heat.
Okay.
Lovely smelling deep heat layer, which we wouldn't let you in the taxi for.
Would that work?
No. For seconds, I think. But also, isn't that menthol? So.
You use toothpaste then, couldn't you?
Yes.
My teeth are going to be great, so I've actually cleaned my teeth.
So oh, I'm my teeth proud of you. Warm. Well done, man.
Yeah.
I tied my own shoelaces this one. We're winners. Oh yeah.
Both of them.
I know anyone. I couldn't do both.
I really like the way we talk about life goals. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I like having achievable things.
Yeah.
Like waking up, maybe eating breakfast.
Anyway, I'll have a look up about Portobello. Is that your pronounce it? Beach.
You can say it how you like, I think.
And apparently don't go in when it's raining.
Is that even colder and worse?
No, because the drains push out.
Yeah, that makes sense. I always please when I'm swimming in Scarborough to get out there before they put the warning no swimming flags up.
What, because it's sewage?
No, just dangerous. very high flat waves and current.
Shouldn't they just have the signs out permanently? I mean, it's either cold or it's like shark infested, yeah, or it's jellyfish infested.
Just like, this is Scarborough. Yeah. Don't.
Welcome to Scarborough.
Go home.
Do you know, if we go into the sea today and I see an Anthony Gormley statue, I'm going to knock it down.
I would be.
Everywhere I go, they appear.
Just to see ones become detention because we've been.
Well.
Or walked.
They're all the way down in Edinburgh.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
them. They're in the river going down to the sea every year, I don't know how long. Last time I was here, I woke up in the morning, looked out the window, and it was there in the river.
That's alarming.
Hey?
That's alarming. So they are following.
Yeah. Mm.
It's about rare.
They do go all the way down to the sea, but I don't know whether this is part.
Oh, I had not looked it up. It sounds a lot more like Weeping Angels from Doctor Who than anything else. I don't think I want any part of that. Or they're Doctor very upsetting. Who. Oh, I like Doctor Who. Little old lady heart attack.
I can see our stage from here. So the sea.
Oh,
look ahead there. Isn't that an Anthony Gormley statue?
I think that's a lamppost.
Is it? In the style of Anthony Gormley.
I mean, they get worn down, don't they? And then, who knows?
I think that might be a person, actually. What are they doing in the sea? That's stupid.
Yeah, it seems like a dumb plan. It could be a boy. I don't mean like a young human child. What our American cousins call a buoy.
Okay.
Which I adore as a pronunciation. Well, it's going to be fine. Yeah, look at it.
It's going to be fine. You could have picked a bad word.
We're going to be just fine.
Neil's going in first, anyway.
That's true, yeah.
So I think, if it's all right with you, we should definitely go in. But if he turns blue and dies, we don't go in.
Is that all right? Everyone needs a canary. You are our canary, Neil.
Yeah. I don't realise people do actually wild swimming full...
Commando?
No, full...
Clothes?
Wetsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
I think it's smart.
Should have bought one. Amazon can get it.
You can buy a wetsuit for a one-off.
I am. Oh. Exactly what I do.
Oh, that's crazy job.
It's like a memento.
Huh?
At least you'd have something to look back on, and you'd have time to look back.
Aren't you just going to look back on the toes that you lose to frostbite? Yeah, look, I missed that. What's this blackened stump? Ah, that's Edinburgh Beach. No, I like the sea. It's nice. I like the sea. It's a soothing sound, and I do like the smell of what I guess is actually just rotting animals and plants on the beach, which is actually what that smell is, isn't it? It's iodine released from seaweed and stuff. Mmm, yummy. All the dead things that there are out there. Just makes you want to get in, doesn't it? Curious. I don't know why I like it. The sound is great. And I like the sense of, vague sense of the infinite that you have looking at it. You don't know how deep it is, you don't know what's in there. Probably nothing. It's water and some dead bodies. Like, seas everywhere. I look forward to joining them. Tiny dog, sorry.
Outside for the dogs. Hello. No, I have not seen a dog for several, for literally hours to stroke and play with. So it's been tough. Struggle is real, people. We all need little animals to play with. Oh, he's got a ball and everything. Oh, he looks super excited.
Tiny, ridiculous dog.
Probably.
I'm at my peak physical condition.
No, you sound good. no idea why Sam was concerned. Well, I think I did everything that I could to allay her concerns last night.
I did nothing.
What? I think I would. I said I'd spray you with that GTN stuff in your eyes.
Yeah, that would work.
Good, that's what it's for, isn't it?
I was thinking about whether it actually you should use the spray. I mean, what is the actual physical reaction you're going to see that causes you the problem? Is
it the coldness?
Yeah. You should have trained, you know that. In fact, you obviously did train to be a doctor. 7 years at the least.
Yeah, no, it worked. It's proven really valuable. It's the cold. That's the main problem that you're going to be dealing with. It's the cold, Matthew.
Do you just pretend to be stupid?
I do, and I'm really good at that. I'm a highly accomplished moron. Because it's your body trying to preserve itself, isn't it? So it cuts off. Because you can live without a bunch of fingers or legs, but you can't do that as well without internal organs.
I'm more worried about external organs.
Well, I understand. Yeah, because your internal organs will be protected by your body. They're going to do that pretty well. Plus, you've got skin and bones, which also help.
So they sell swim suit pants. That would be cool.
Yeah, they sell swimsuit pants. What are you wearing?
Have you ever been to a swimming bath just naked?
No, not swim trunks. I mean, like a whole swim, what's it called?
A bodysuit.
It sounds like you're describing shorts.
No.
I'm wearing shorts. I'm fascinated. What are you wearing in the sea today? This. You're going in like this. You will die.
It's warm, though.
You would for about 10 seconds in the water, and then you'll be so much colder than everybody
else.
I've
never been cold in this jacket.
Not sure a taxi will let you get back in.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They don't like soggy people. Famously. I only like dry people. It's kind of discrimination.
Scotland just gets used to it. Everyone's soggy here. It's always raining.
Yeah, but you don't feel it as wet, do you? It's just...
You don't feel the rain as wet?
Nope. Okay. Nope, I refuse to be wet by rain.
I wanted it to rain this morning.
So what, see, we wouldn't be allowed to go in the sea?
No, so that it would feel less of a...
Oh, because so you're already wet?
Yeah, and cold. And it would feel less of a thing.
No, that would be horrible. That'd be grim. Be miserable. Go and say hello to these people. They look like they're swimming inside. Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Shared experience. And we all walk in the water together. Yeah. You can run in if you like. No, it's a shared experience, you know.
So have you done this many times before?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a men's coach and I do like cold dipping with a lot of my clients.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I've just seen my friend Nick's face.
The trick, which sounds counterintuitive, is to try and relax as much as
possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Surrender. Long exhales, that is the trick. That kind of area, like the balls area, is always one of those areas, isn't it? It's like balls and then it's nipples.
Yeah.
Two areas. Okay. Can I help you?
Yes, go on.
So in through the nose, breathing through the nose, nice and slow, and really slow out. Yes, breathing in for four. Try and breathe out for six. Yeah, and we just take another step. We just keep on walking. And goes up, breathing in for four. Try and relax the jaw. And then out for six. You do good.
Thank you.
just keep going. That's what we focus on. Because what we're doing is the body's stress, the physiological stress is coming up. And the reason that this works for the nervous system of stress relief and mental health is because we're upping our ability to be with stress and to feel safe with it. And the way we get ourselves to feel safe is we focus on the breathing.
Yeah.
It's all about a long exhale. It does not feel good, but it's been really good.
It is really weird that because it is like when I'm not concentrating on the breathing, I suddenly panic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's the physiological process, right?
Yeah.
That's survival kicking in. It's like, fuck this, I need to get out.
Yeah.
Fight, flight, freeze, or people freeze, right? So you're either going to fight it, you're going to run, you're going to freeze and like, I don't know what to do, or you're just going to pretend that everything's okay, but inside you're dying.
Sorry, what's your name, sorry?
Andy.
Andy, nice to meet you. I'm Neil.
So you're doing amazingly. This is probably perfect depth. We're just going to breathe now, just stay with the breath.
Yeah.
This is so much more than I thought it was going to be. This is yep.
And your body is going to warm up as well. Give it 5 minutes after the initial shock, and your body's going to be like.
This is Nick Babaway. This is Matt.
Hi, hi.
Morning. Good to meet you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, Scarborough in late October was so much colder than this. Yeah. That was great preparation. I feel fine now. That's this is lovely.
So normally when you go into water, it feels warm once you're in. But here, every inch of your body going down feels just as cold.
I've adapted. Now this is lovely.
If it's foggy when we do it, sometimes when it's foggy, and you can't see the land, and you just see these heads bobbing about, you know, you can fantasize about it being like, what it must have been like when the Titanic sank.
Oh, yes.
And all these bodies bobbing about.
I've always wanted to be there.
It is very weird how my body is feeling really warm.
Yeah, it's adapting.
Now.
It's adapting.
I know it's obviously going to be very cold, but it is feeling very warm.
Yeah. And the trick is if it's like your first time doing something like this, not overextend.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
If you need to get out, get out.
Get the fuck out and then jump around like a lunatic to get the circulation going afterwards.
So how long have you been doing this?
Not long. I started in April.
That's why I can do it. Chilled us in.
But this group have been going since. It'll be 3 years this summer, yeah.
So was, like you said, you do submersion with as a job thing with people and stuff like that, or as a thing. Is this something that you started doing before that, or have you been doing that before?
Yeah, taking cold showers and going in lakes and stuff and sea swimming. They're just doing it here. And with clients, you know, I've got a men's program called the Man Programmer.
Okay.
And one of the things that we do is we have an immersion in the Highlands in the middle of January, you know, it's the warmest time of the year.
Yeah.
And then we take them to a lock or we take them to the sea or river. And it's part of teaching men how to manage stress.
Yeah.
Like how to be with stress and how to find a way to realise that however hard it is, they're going to get through it.
What are the different types of people who you've seen do it? It's like someone who maybe just have been recommended it or someone who's done research. Have you noticed if there's any difference in their reactions or does? Do people seem to react similarly?
Yeah, I think... You know, I think it depends what someone brings with them each morning. You know, if they're hungover, you know, or if they're tired, or if they're stressed, if they've had an argument with their partner. There are so many different things that affect. It's about, you know, someone's mental state, emotional state when they turn up. So, yeah, it really does depend. I mean, there are, you know, when I come in, we do it on a Wednesday evening at a beach called Long Ridge, you know, Thursday evening here.
Yeah.
The Thursday evenings are always horrific for me because I'm tired.
Is that just after work and stuff as well?
Yeah, 7:30. So every time I've done a Thursday night dip, it's been a real like battle because I've just been tired. My nervous system's exhausted. You know, I kind of want to rest. So it depends what someone brings with them. Like the first time I did it here, I didn't know anyone, so I was feeling a little bit insecure. So I was a little bit stressed and worried, but actually, you know, once we get here, this is the best thing to do, is just to chat.
Yeah.
Because it takes your mind off it. But it's the perfect thing to do for mental health. Because, you know, the more you do something like this, you know, you're doing something you don't want to do. Facing challenge, facing fear is something that most people shy away from, particularly men. Or they'll just kind of stuff down their time. So this is just a great opportunity to be present with all of that, really.
The head goes under, just put the camera on.
This is waterproof, it's fine.
Yeah.
Not sure I'll see anything in this water.
No, today, there's not a lot of clarity in today's dip.
Is it normally better? Yeah.
There's a beach called Long Nidri, which is a 20-minute drive from here, which is just like pine forests, sand for miles. It's beautiful, really shallow, just so clear. That's where a lot of people do water sports, you know, like stand-up paddle boarding and stuff like that. It's a beautiful place to see.
Nick's got a further sight than that. He's actually pretend swimming before as well.
Oh, he'll swim. Just, but as Marilyn told us, make sure his lips don't go blue. Is this the first time? I can't remember. Did you say, have you ever done...
Well done. I mean, the Scottish Sea, you know, it's...
Hardcore.
Yeah, it's not going to be that warm.
I don't get it, why this whole plan to fix the seas by 2050 or something.
Yeah, but that's the same as the plan to fix anything, though, isn't it?
It's kind of quite depressing, like the thing online saying, don't go in if it rains too much. I think going to the sea when it rains would be quite nice.
It's amazing. It's like being in a hot tub when it's raining.
It's not like being in a, it's like the opposite of being
a hot tub where the heater stopped working.
Yeah. Years ago.
I'm going to get Nick to have a chat and see how I'm losing it.
Yeah.
Get Nick to have a chat on the way out. That's all right. You're right, walking backwards. Right. In fact, we could go.
I can do whatever you want. You're all right walking backwards?
Well,
like, how hard do you think it's going to be?
What, in here?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm moonwalking right now, Matt.
If you go under, I'll be concerned and also happy. I'm surprised about how alright it is, actually. I think I might even do it again at some point.
as Nick said, were you not as prepared for how cold it was, or do you think you
were? I thought it would be colder than this.
Right.
I think focusing on the death side of stuff beforehand
was the best way.
It's actually better than death. Although I think death would be all right in the bit afterwards, because it's like a big sleep, apparently. But yeah, this is better than I thought it'd be. I thought this was going to be bloody awful.
It is bloody awful.
I feel quite good.
So what do you think?
I'm Darby, so we're from the Midlands. Oh, right, yeah, we do a podcast about men's mental health. So we were here last year, we were supposed to come but we couldn't. So we're only here for 4 days this time. Last time we were here for the whole, but we said we'd definitely like to come. So, we're going to chat about it. What do you think, Nelly? You're not convinced?
No, I think it's wonderful. I'm so glad it's not raining and windy, though. Yes. Like, how lucky are we to have this nice day?
I thought it'd be better if it was raining, because then you'd feel, it wouldn't be so much of a comparison. You know what I mean? You'd be wet and cold already. Yes.
Yeah. But it looks like it's
trying
to clear up.
How long are you here for?
Tomorrow morning.
Where's home?
Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just here for work.
Right.
Yeah.
2 days.
Yeah.
So come and enjoy the sea.
It'll be fun, he said.
And here's me.
Stuart.
How you doing?
All right, absolutely. Fairly normal.
Yeah. Make sure that you get something really hot to drink after
you
get out.
I'm going to head towards that green thing
over there.
Because
you'll hit hypothermia quite soon after. Your body will just go really shaky and really cold.
Right.
to shake like a crazy, you know, like dog shake when they get out. Shake, shake like a crazy person when you get out for like a couple of minutes.
Right.
You really shake all of your limbs and your fingers. And then just drown yourself in coffee and hot chocolate. Something delicious.
Right. We should say
that. Is he coming in? Nick, he's
never coming back in.
How come your top's still going?
I know.
I'm up here. I'm the shortest one.
How tall are you? I'm sure I'm slightly shorter than you. I'm 5'2".
Okay, I'm 5'4", but okay. I get to my chest. There's the proof.
Of course.
Did you get up to your nipples yet?
No, not yet.
is that a choice?
You're not a foot to go. Whoops.
Okay, let's get some other random people in the wall with that. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Should we get... Oh, he did it!
Can we get a quick photograph together?
Yeah!
Can we get a quick photograph together?
Yes!
Yeah? It wasn't that bad, was it? See, if I go under the water, I'm going to look really small.
Okay, shoulders under. Yeah, there you go. Beautiful.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
Thank you very much.
There's like
thank
a body
you.
Left.
Right, I can just drive in the
you swam off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, really nice temperature.
Very comfortable.
You're right.
Oh, this looks nice.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
It's a sad water.
Hopefully we're not ill.
Yep. But no, that was great. That was really enjoyable. Don't feel particularly cold. I will in a minute, obviously.
Yeah.
But that was much easier to get used to than I thought it was going to be.
Thank you.
Your hands are very white. Mine is one. Ooh, look,
that always goes like
you're white, I'm red. Isn't that a good combo?
Look at that. Jesus, what colour is he?
You're both. No.
Yeah.
Wow, you have turned white. That's great. I mean, you're one of the whitest men I know, but we know that you can't jump or dance, but you can do white that.
Oh, hey there.
No, I am still shivering. It's not going back.
I don't know why I'm feeling like.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you feel getting out? I mean, apart from your like weird dead finger.
Okay, actually, that was miles better than, I mean, like, seriously, in a different stratosphere, better than just
like... Yeah, that was a lot warmer than I thought it was going to be. I don't know.
It was warmer, wasn't it?
It was warm. I mean, yeah, relatively. Only once you got your shoulders in your
face. I was stood in there and thinking, this is warmer than I thought it would be. Don't say it until you get out and you've got clothes back on.
Yeah, I got very comfortable very quickly, and that was fine. I imagine that could be. I'm not sure what November is like. That seems pretty grim, but that was really nice. It felt very comforting to be just adrift with a bunch of men who are all equally adrift.
How nice were they? Yes. How nice, welcoming.
I know.
Yeah, well, you
could. I didn't know people can do that.
Yeah. All these newspapers saying human beings are awful. Maybe quite wrong.
Yes.
Otherwise. Maybe. Well, it's just to me, it's like you can put people in the sea, they're nicer.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the thing. Make everyone cold.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's what the Conservatives are doing. They're trying to make everyone cold. So that we're all nicer people.
Oh, they're clever, aren't they? They're good people, I guess, on the whole. I think they're bad, but it turns out they're the heroes.
They're just trying to help us out. Anyway, but I have to say, it's supposed to kick in, isn't it? It's supposed to make you feel. I don't, do you feel awake?
Yeah.
I do feel awake, yeah. I'm getting a bit tingly all over there from my body warming up. But yeah, I don't know. You're right. You seem
I'm just shivering. No, it'll be all right. It just takes a little while. When I was a kid, we used to go swimming. I used to swim a lot when I was little. We'd get out of the pool and I'd just be a wreck for half an hour because I just couldn't maintain my body temperature.
So do you think that made you feel better mentally than you did before you went in?
I felt like a real man. Yeah, I think so. I think it's a good communal experience. Doing things with a group of people is very heartening.
It's just a nice experience. It's it just feels to round things off a bit better.
You
getting
a lift? It's like a really cold sauna with strangers.
I think I would do it again, actually. I mean, I just... I'm not saying that I will do it again, but I'm saying I think I will do it again.
If I was near to this, I would definitely do it every week. And that'd be fine. Yeah.
I think come back next year, I would come in. It's quite a good focal point as well. Do you know, yes. I think it might be really good for the fringe, isn't it? You know,
make them all go
it's
in
so stuck in all that nonsense that's going on, and then you actually come into the sea, and all you can think about is, it's cold, and it's wet, and it's what they're doing here. And you forget about absolutely everything else. So that's
it's a nice break from that. It's been good to be out of that horrible mass of people. Yeah, it's good stuff, but there's too many people. That felt very peaceful and very chilled. I think I enjoyed that aspect of it.
Yeah.
I think when I stop shivering, I feel even better about it.
And when will that be? Will that Monday?
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
Today's Sunday, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes. After that part, I think I'll feel better again. I can feel it. It returns in waves every now and again.
I don't know who you're trying to convince, me or you.
What? The shivering will stop. Yeah. Oh, is this it forever? Oh, man. Oh. Everyone's vanishing.
See you later.
Take care.
So, yeah, I don't know. I've got anything else to say.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Emotionally, how do you think you feel from before to how you feel now?
I think if I'd been sad and then gone in the sea, I would come out feeling radically altered. I think I went in feeling basically quite chill and quite upbeat.
That's because you spent the weekend with me.
It fixes a lot of people. Yeah, it's another mental health intervention that we could offer people. Just have a weekend with Matt. Yeah, at the end of it.
Your life's not bad. That bad. Come and have a look at it.
You'll either feel a lot better or you'll just end it all during the weekend just to escape. Yeah, that
the
could
solution
be
process.
Yeah.
I feel good, actually. I mean, I was quite concerned about going in. I just thought about second heart attack. Here it comes.
Yeah, legit concern.
But it never bothered me once I went in at all. It didn't feel like that. It didn't feel like there wasn't a massive shock. I mean, it was cold, but do you know it? Last time I was in the pool, and you know, even when it's warm in the pool, you still feel slightly cold. But you know, when you're going in. That felt worse than that. I mean, that felt all right.
It's weird, that, wasn't it? Yes, I agree. I mean, if I'm going in the pool, I always just jump in at the deep end. I don't want to walk into something because it's going quite hard to get your body in the water. But that...
I don't know.
What a nice sea.
I don't know whether I just built it up to be thinking it was going to be so bad that actually it couldn't possibly...
This was all my preparation phase for you.
Was it? Yeah. It's very kind of you.
You're welcome.
I thought you'd just been horrible, but actually you weren't.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. Even for me... But yeah, that's good. I think that's the sort of activity that it's not just the going in the sea, which, yeah, being cold for a short period of time has all sorts of alleged health benefits. But I think doing it in a group is probably makes the big difference.
So we definitely recommend Wild Swim, and we definitely recommend the Blue Balls lot because they're a phenomenal bunch of people.
Oh well, all lovely and very friendly, welcoming.
So yeah, there's two recommendations.
Yeah, what more?
And coffee.
How many more could you need than that?
All right as well.
Yeah, the little green van is lovely.
Yeah. Can we get a picture of that? I think we should have,
didn't we?
I would do. Some random strangers, they'll love that.
Yeah. There's probably loads of other things you could recommend.
Sand.
Yeah, sand as well.
There's some crabs.
So we should get out of here.
We probably ought to. We need to get back into town. But yeah, I'm glad we did this. Let's just do it again. Also in summer.
If you've been affected by anything that we've talked about tonight, that's cool. We were kind of hoping you would be. If you haven't been affected by anything tonight, then that's great too. You're probably fine. Of course, if you say you're fine, there's a good chance you aren't. So you might also have been affected. And if you've been affected before, you probably will be again. Please talk to someone. It can get better, and together we can survive. We are what we overcome. And these